My brother told me he. Okay, so just to top off from last time, we just have one last thing hanging, which I'm not so sure about, but and also it could be as we. There's another sugi which is related to it of Goses, killing a guy who's on his way out, kind of thing. We're gonna get to it, so I don't want to really get too far into it here. But while we're bringing it up, I have one thought, which so the case is basically if you have a guy who's under a lion. Okay, or basically a lion is attacking him. He's in the middle of being attacked by a lion. The lion's, let's say, on top of him trying to eat him. Something like that. And basically, I guess he would... he's trying to escape. And the question is, and you tie him up and prevent him from escaping. So this is the way we're learning Rashi. It's not 100% clear that this is what the facts are, but this is what we're learning Rashi. So you tie him up, and he dies. So the question is, are you chayev? So Rashi says, no, you're not chayev. Rashi explains, like, Gemara, you're not chayev because he wouldn't have escaped anyways. He wouldn't have escaped anyways. So look, he would have been able to jump out, run out of the way for a second, but, I mean, lions catch people. So, I mean, even though tying him up is, so to speak, making it quicker, because he's right, you know, he's not going anywhere right now, whereas previously he may have been able to run a little bit and whatever, get an arm ripped off and then run a little further and then whatever, but essentially he's going to be killed anyway, so therefore, he says your father. Right? So the question is, so why would I think? I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, you're not really, in a certain sense, you could say you're not really killing him. But on the other hand, you are, he's so to speak, you are, the Sam same was, where you push a guy into a killer, right? Or you hold a guy, maintain a guy in the face of a killer. Like, so you hold a guy underwater, that's what Sam same. Because the water is a killer, kills a guy underwater, and you're holding him underwater. So you could argue that. So this is what I was just. Then you didn't have any thoughts for the Hamina? So I was just thinking that you could argue is like the action of holding a person in a killer is a ma'aser tzicha. Okay, holding a person in a force of nature which kills is a ma'aser tzicha. So basically, you have the guy that's on the lion, and he could get away from physically. He could get out of the grip of the lion. I mean, the lion will catch him afterwards, but physically, he's trying to get away from the lion, and you're holding him in the face of the lion. You're tying him up in the lion, okay, under the lion. So you say that's ma'aser tzicha. And it's the action of holding a guy in the killer, holding a guy, tying a guy up in under a killer, or in the state of a killer, under the grips of a killer, is a ma'aser tzicha. So therefore, this is a ma'aser tzicha. But the maskana is that it's not pshat that physically, it's not just an idea of physically under the killer. But I'd say is that even if the guy manages to escape, he's still under the attack by the lion. Whereas the guy is basically, he's not able to get out. He's being attacked by the lion. And being attacked by the lion doesn't only mean when you're physically under the lion. I mean, even if you're not physically under it, you're an inch away running away, you're still under the attack of the lion. So basically, the guy is already fully under in the face of the killer. And he's there. That's it. He's permanently there. You can't get him anymore there. You could get him physically locked in there. But the being in the presence or under the jurisdiction of the killer is the state which he's in and the state he's permanently in, and he can't be more under that. I mean, you could physically hold him there, but it's a conceptual state of being dominated by the killer and being on his way out. So that state is a state which he always has, and he's already in, and he's permanently in, and you're not holding him in there. The idea is in the water, he's under the grips of the water, he's going to get out of that state, and you're going to put him back, you know, preventing him from getting out of it. But here he may physically get out of being under the lion, but he's not getting out of the death trap of the lion. You know what I mean? So it says you do, when you define being like in the presence of the thing, if he's in the presence of the thing, it doesn't go by physically under it. But it means as long as he's locked into the death of the death by lion, then you can't put him any worse. I mean, he's already there. What's interesting though is that you don't say though in the same way, if you just tie a guy up in front of a lion, then you're killing him, because now you're putting him into the path of the lion, right? Because then we say it's a grama, because the lion may not, you know, he may not attack him or whatever, or you know, that now it's just kind of it's a cause, it's the action of the lion which is doing it. But the lion's acting. But here, it's like while he's already in the grips of the lion, so he's already dead. He's already dead, basically. Once the lion started attacking, the guy's already on his way out. So you can't put him into that situation of death. The idea is you're putting him into an exceptional situation of death, but he's already in that situation. Okay? Is there a question? So the question, Chaim, is, so why did Rashi learn that case where you throw, where he's already being tied up on the lion? Why not just say throw him into the lion's den? Right? Like Tosus learned that that was the case. See, I think it's a fact, not because conceptually he holds it, he'd agree your pater there, because it's grammar. But I think it's because the Gemara has two parallel cases, the Yetushim and the bugs and the lion. And the bugs case, where you're chayiv, it has to be that the bugs are already attacking him and you're just tying him up. So if you're on parallel cases, saying by bugs, since they're already attacking him, but he could have run away, as opposed to by the lion that's already attacking him and he can't run away. Parallel cases, those that learn the Yetushim, the bugs are already in the middle of attacking him. But the lion, oh, that's not already attacking, because those are the how you can tie a guy up if he's already attacking him. You know, so that, but that's just making it all into two totally different cases. Rashi probably will say, like the Miri, that look, you're a lion trainer or whatever, you could have the ability to tie him up, and you know, but their cases are parallel. So it's like, either way, you have to, like, there's something forced about the facts. Rashi has a positive, funny fact that you're a lion trainer or whatever. Those are going to say, there's like, they're not exactly parallel cases. Okay, fine. So let's move on to the snake. Okay, so the snake case is a very funny machlokas, okay, and I think it's a good methodology area. Okay, whether it's a good method, the problem in methodology, or how to approach it, or maybe we could solve it, but it certainly was something that forces you to think about methodology of giving a svar. Okay, and I know I thought about it a lot when I came across it, because I didn't really know how to handle it. So again, the machlokas is by a snake. Simple case. If you take a snake and put it down on the floor and say, sick him. Okay, if that's how snakes respond, I don't know if they respond to that. Lashon. But whatever. If you stick a snake on a person, you're definitely potter. Because that's just the cause. You're gorim. But if you take a snake in your hand and take his teeth and like dig it into somebody. Okay, and it kills him, bites him and kills him. So that's machlokas. Yichayev potter. Okay, yichayev potter. And there's also the machlokas, I mean, the Gemara says this, but do you kill the snake or not? Do you kill the snake or not? Okay, because a wild an animal which kills a person, so you kill. Okay, that's for whatever reason, that's all. You kill the animal. Take it out of commission. But, so
any animal, right?
Yeah, I think any animal. So if you, I think so. So if you, certainly a wild animal, but I think it's any animal. So if you, so what's this? So what does it depend upon? So the Gemara says that it depends. This is the Gemara Nayin Chasam and Aleph, right before the Mishnah. It says that according to Rav Yehuda, the poison of a snake is really between its teeth. Okay, it's basically you can imagine the teeth hold the poison, okay, or something like that. There are little pouches inside the teeth or whatever, and when you put the teeth into the guy, basically you're stabbing the guy with a poisonous knife. You can think of the teeth as sharp, poisonous knives. So you're basically stabbing out with poisonous knives. So that's like a sword. It's like you're stabbing out with a sword, with a knife. It's like a sword. So you're basically killing him. That's your weapon. You're using a weapon instead of using a knife. You're using snake teeth. Okay, and by that logic, you don't kill the snake. The snake didn't do anything. So now, if the snake runs at him and bites him, it's one thing. But the snake's not biting him. You're just stabbing him with snake teeth. Okay, that's what he says. That's what Rashi says. It's like you're sticking a knife in the guy's belly. It's not a grama. You're holding the weapon. That's your weapon. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim say, yeah. Okay, the Chachamim say that no, it's not true. They say this: the poison of a snake is not basically in its teeth, but me'atzma hu meki, that the snake has to draw up the poison. Okay, so when he bites it, when he bites down, so basically the snake brings up the poison. Okay, gets it out of some whatever poison glands or whatever it is. And the snake brings up the poison, and therefore, the teeth alone can't kill. Okay, the teeth alone can't kill. So you're not using a deadly weapon. You're just using teeth, sharp teeth, but they won't kill. So you're just the grama. You're just the cause. And he says, even though you know definitely it will do it, it's not like because maybe it will, maybe it won't. It definitely will. Okay, definitely will do it. But even though you know that it definitely will do it, it's still not from your koach. It's not your action that's doing it. It's a snake which is doing it. So therefore, you're just the cause. You're a definite cause, but causation doesn't mean it's not definite. Causation just means it's a cause. It's not you're not doing it. It's the snake doing it. The snake is doing that attacking. Okay, but it's definitely going to do it. So, and also, according to that, so the snake is going to get killed. Okay? Right. So it's like a shara. Yeah, it's like all animals. Basically, it's an animal. Because then the snake is really doing it. The snake is actually drawing out the poison, biting him, and killing. So therefore, it's the snake gets killed. But you're potter, because you're just the grama. You're just the grama. So again, the way it's presented is, where is the poison of the snake? Is the poison of the snake between his teeth? Or is the poison of the snake drawn up by himself? Okay, does he draw it out? It's not between his teeth, but he has to draw it out. Okay, so it's like makey, like lean, like vomit or whatever, so spit it out, or whatever. Somehow he has to draw it up, okay, from somewhere inside. Okay, so it's presenting this thing as a factual question. Okay, and certainly if there was a factual argument, it certainly would be perfectly in line with their results and their conclusions, right? Like if you hold the facts are, it would seem, right? Seems so. If all the facts are that it's in the teeth, and that's a good argument, then your base is just a sword. And if you hold that the snake is doing it, it's also a good argument. How could be a chayev? Because the snake is doing it. So, it sounds like that's what's going on here. But we pointed out last time, it seems difficult. I mean, what made Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham so confident about snake anatomy? And, no, I can't check it out. So, you can check it out. But if you don't know, I mean, if you don't know, so then say it's a suffix. I mean, chayev means a chayev misa. So why don't you say suffix, suffix, fashalaka? We don't know the snake anatomy, we can't tell. So you can't tell. You know? So it just sounds like, it sounds hard to believe that's what the Tanaim are arguing about. They consult different zoologists and whatever, you know? But at the same time, it's hard as it sounds, it's hard as to believe, it certainly sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. So that's where you kind of get stuck. Okay. By the way, Tosas also says, there's a Tosas. I didn't tell you to do it because it's a long Tosas and it's kind of brought up. But on Ayin Zayin Rav, Tosas Sof Chama Lavo, like in the middle of it, he basically says that definitely it's going to happen. Okay. It's not like maybe it's going to happen. He says definitely, it's the Vaday Nachash Yaki Asaras. It's definitely going to do it. It's not like you're not sure. Rashi says it also. He says, you know for sure, right? You know it's going to do it. Okay, Tosa says it's definitely going to happen. He says, Vadai.
Isn't that Lashon already proved that they're like kind of, they kind of know what the facts are?
No, because you don't know if it's that it's definitely it's in between the teeth or that it's going to have to bring it up. It's just saying.
Maybe he's saying it's Vadai going to bring it up.
Oh, you mean within Tosa?
Yeah.
Well, that's, how do we hold? We hold like, let me just hear what it does say or say.
Also Rashi,
and
he says that.
Yeah, well, Rashi is within that shita.
Okay, fine. Know?
But
Tosos at least.
But Tosos, I think, also we hold like the Chachamim. So Tosos is saying that. You know, he's within that shita. But I'm just saying, I don't think that's the machlokas. I mean, does it definitely do it, or does it? I mean, again, right. I mean, that's the question. I mean, that's really the question. I mean, how do you understand the machlokas here? How do you even approach this kind of thing? Yeah. Okay. If you say that the facts are that the poison is in the teeth, it's right there. So then, it's very good the position of the Rabbi Yehuda that basically it's a shot. It's basically a poisonous knife. I mean, right? I mean, it's a poisonous knife. What is really the difference between the teeth that have poison inside of it and a knife that has poison on it? And you're just stabbing it with the poisonous knife. And it seems like that's incontrovertible. How are you going to argue with that? What are the Chum going to say? No? If that's the fact, that's the fact. It's poisonous. It's a poisonous knife. It doesn't seem possible to have machlokas if that's the fact. Okay? And now, you could try to think about it, but I don't see any way to argue on that. You know, I'm not saying it's impossible to come up with a svar like that, but it seems to me pretty convincing that that's exactly the same thing. So it doesn't seem possible for the machlokas like that. Elamai, you'll say the facts are the other way. The facts are that really the snake has to bring it up. Right? The snake has to bring it up, and therefore the chum argue it's a grama, because you're just causing it to be brought up. In which case the question is, so why, since the snake has to bring it up, why is Rabbi Yehuda considering it like it's between the teeth. I mean, he's not actually, mostly he's not actually saying it's between the teeth, but it's like it's between the teeth. He's considering it that that's irrelevant. He doesn't care that the snake has to bring it up. But basically, you consider it like it's, consider it like as if the snake isn't bringing it up. Even though it is bringing it up, but it's not, you don't consider that. It's considered like basically you're doing it. Like you're stabbing the guy. Okay, so then the only question then is, so what, why, what's the svar for that? Why would you consider it that way? Right? I mean, Yehuda is good because he says it's not what's happening. Snakes bring it up, so here does the grammar. But the Chacham argue, no. I'm sorry, but Yehuda argues, no. Is that that's considered, basically, it's like it's between the teeth. Okay, and in which case you need a svar. Right, why it is. So, and that's where you, that's the direction you're going, Yehuda, right? Okay. I mean, so I want to say, just to formulate, I think I'm kind of thinking the same way, just to formulate the question. Is that it seems to me that what the issue here is, well, see, why does it have to happen? I mean, that's what I think Yehuda is saying is right, is that it has to happen. What's relevant is that it's going to have to happen. But I think if we define what is the phenomenon here. So I think the phenomenon is, it's a reflex. Okay, that's just biologically, that's what it is. It's a reflex. Why does it have to happen? Well, we know psychology of snakes. Snakes have to bite. But I think, I mean, it's a reflex. When the snake bites, it draws up the thing. And you talk to you, you say, that's how it works, right? That's actually how it works in real world. But I mean, they knew about it. I mean, they're reflexes. There's phenomena. It's a reflex, you know? They're an any. I mean, you bang the guy's knees. You know? There's reflexes as a phenomenon. You don't have to be in no modern science to know about a phenomenon of a reflex. You know, you try to punch a guy in the face, he blinks. There's sort of just the body. There's this thing, natural reflexes. You know? So, right? Like, so it seems like that's what's going on here, is that it's a reflex. And the question is, right, a reflex is when you put a teeth of a snake. What?
Lost Skype.
Yeah, okay, so that's that with the phenomenon here is a reflex. A reflex is when the snake's teeth go into something, the reflex is a reflex action that draws up the poison. So the question is, when you have a reflex, would you consider it that the snake did it? Okay? Like, for instance, like, yeah, with kids, you could do this or something. Like, imagine someone, like, bangs your knee and then you kick somebody. And you'll say, I didn't do it. So what do you mean you did it? You kicked me. I didn't do it. Like, do you consider a reflex to be your action? Okay? I don't know. Right? That's a good question. There's, I mean, let's see. Maybe it's different by a person or a thing, but for the time being, I mean, you could ask that question by a person also. I mean, bottom line is, it's your action. I mean, you are doing it, you are kicking. You know what I mean? But you'll say it's like an involuntary action. You know, like it's a reflex. Okay, bottom line is, you kicked me. That's all I know is that you kicked me. You know? So the question is, maybe that is the question. It's like, do you define the action, the reflex draw venom injection of the snake to be defined as the maisa of a snake? That the snake is doing it? The snake is nachash me'atzme umeki? Or do you say that since it's a reflex, that's what Yehuda's argument, is that since it's a reflex, which is an involuntary response of the snake, so it's you're doing it. It's like the thing is between his teeth. Because it doesn't have to, the snake doesn't do anything. It's not doing anything. I mean, you could say it's doing something, it's drawing out the poison, but it's not drawing out the poison. It's just like a sophisticated weapon. So you could have a weapon whereby you squeeze it and it has some sort of a whatever, some mechanism on the inside of the thing, which makes it happen. So you say that's not the snake me'atzmo who make you. That's basically it's in the snake. It's between its teeth. Because it's between its teeth, because the teeth are such that it has, you push the button between teeth, as a reflex, draws it up. But at the same time, you could argue is, look, it's very nice, it's a reflex, but bottom line is mechanically it's an action of the snake. It's an involuntary action, but it is an action of the snake. So that's the question is, like, do you define a reflex as a maisa of the snake, or do you say it's a man using weapon? A reflex isn't the snake's action, and if it's not the snake's action, then it's basically man's action who's using the reflex as part of the internal mechanism of the snake, just like an internal mechanism of a knife. And the nafkamina is, do you kill the snake or not? Because if you say, that's why it's the other nafkamina. Right, if you say that it's an action of the person, it's an action of a snake, snake's doing it, so you kill a snake killed him. But if you say that it's just a reflex, that's not an action of a snake, that's just an action of the man, so you don't kill a snake didn't do anything. We lose. What Buda argues is that if you use the snake's reflexes, then you're just, the snake is just like a sophisticated weapon. It's a snake becomes a weapon. It's not like the snake is doing it. You are just using the weapon. It's like klima shlisa biyado. It's like that's a weapon. Now the nature of the weapon is such that you have to push the button in behind its teeth, and then it draws up the venom. But the snake's not doing it. It's just a sophisticated weapon. But since it's a reflex of the thing, it becomes relegated to being a weapon. It's not a mice of the snake. It's not a mice of the snake. That's a mice of the Adam who's using the snake. He's just using the thing. Or do you say, look, bottom line is it's a snake, it's a living, breathing thing, and when snakes do things, that's a mice. You know, this one's involuntary. You could say, look, all actions of animals are instinctual responses or whatever, so it's not like snakes have free will or anything. I mean, whatever, it's just, look, an action of a snake is an action of a snake. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's a question. You can see a question. I mean, that's a Rebbe's chiddush. I mean, he's a shita yichidi. But his chiddush is that that's not a mice of a snake. That's a mice of Adam. That's true. I mean, David's saying could be the omei doesn't mean benshin omei. It doesn't mean it's physically standing between the teeth. But it means it's omei to emerge from between the teeth. It's like the teeth are there, are ready to be activated, and it's omei. It's omei to happen.
I forgot where I saw that. Somewhere very common, like.
That lashon, yeah, definitely omid is like benshin omid. It doesn't mean physically it's there, because I mean it's not there.
Right.
I mean, you could say that, or you could say he just means like, you could say that it means that. I'm not sure. I mean, you have to get into see the usage of the word. But even if it doesn't mean that, I could say it means halachically it's equal to benshin omid. There's no difference whether it's actually in between his teeth or it's in a canal which is attached to the teeth and automatically pops out. And I mean, so you say that's the same thing conceptually. Yeah. That's what's happening. It's between his teeth. It's an inch away, and it ought to, you know, there's a canal, which when you push the teeth, it pops out. That's the same thing as benshin omid. So he's not talking physically it's between the teeth. He means halachically it's between the teeth. But that's assuming that you treat a reflex as just an automatic thing. But you could say that it's not just a mechanism, it's an animal. And when an animal does something, that's defined as a mice of the animal, and therefore you kill the animal, and therefore it's not a mice of the person. You're a grandma. You're definitely a grandma, but it's not your maisa, according to that sign. No, I think definitely it's a good question. I'm just asking, it's like if you take a weapon which has a spring or whatever, I mean, that, you know, like a gun or whatever, I mean, there's some sort of, that's not a reflex. No, reflex is because I say it's a animal, you know, it's animate, and there's such a thing as a maisa shel habehema. So, there's no such thing as the action of the gun. The gun did it. The guns don't do things. You know, but here, you'll say the snake did it. Snakes definitely, if you sick a snake on it, it's definitely the mice of a snake. So there's a phenomenon of a snake being a killer. So here you'll say the snake killed it, the snake drew up the poison. Right? The snake did it. And the snake did do it. I mean, you could say the snake did it, it's a reflex, but it's an involuntary action. But we do call that like an action, just an involuntary. You know, so you could define it as the mice of a snake. Snakes do actions. But like by a weapon, I don't think you'd say that, right? A weapon, you'd say, no, you did it. And that's the nature of the weapon. The question is do you say like a reflex becomes like just like the weapon? It could be, by the way, is I'm not sure, but like by a person, I don't know if you'd say that that's like the mice of the person. Person, it could be, is that you'd say, I'm not sure. I just wonder if like the reason why you'd argue it's the mice of the snake is because snakes are just like instinctual tools anyway. So maybe you'll equate like a reflex with any other action. But by a person, I mean, a reflex, you could say it's not a mice. That's not a mice of Adam. Mice of Adam is with das. And, you know, you say an action of a snake, of an animal, isn't really with das. It's not like a thought out action. So what's the difference? It's a involuntary action or it's voluntary based upon some instinct. It's all just a different instinct. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you could, you know, I guess in theory you come with an afkmina by a person, you know, but whatever. Just throwing that around. Yeah.
Like,
no,
I think that a reflex is...
But I think that's what Rashi's saying. As Rashi's saying in explaining the Shita of the Chachamim, he says, "Afal pi shiyadeh shesof alaki," even though you know it's definitely going to happen, "mi'ulav mikoch hames," still not your koach. Rather, it's the koach of the snake. So that's what he's saying, is that you don't say the fact that it's definitely going to happen and that it's a reflex.
Right.
You don't therefore say that it's your action. It's still, because that's what it says. That's why you'd say, is that since it's definitely going to happen, that's what it means. It's the reflex. If it's an action of the snake, it means that a snake could or could not do it. So that's when you say it's an action of the snake. But the idea is that when the snake has to do it, so it means is that the snake is simply, it's not doing anything. You're the one who's doer. You're the doer. So the idea of a reflex is where it's involuntary. It means it has to happen. So since it's sofo to happen, you'd say that's not a ma'aseh of the snake anyway. That's a ma'aseh of you. But you say no, it's still it's not true because the koach. I'm using the word reflex because I think that's just a phenomenon. There's a phenomenon like that. But the idea is you're doing something to the animal, which is definitely gonna do it. It means the animal's not doing anything; you're doing it. But it's that's what I think Rashi says is the koach is the koach of the animal. The bottom line is that if you don't know what whose koach is the poison moving with, it's the koach of the animal. You're just manipulating the animal so that it will its reflex will cause it to inject the koach. So you could say is that's what the chama holding is that it goes by the koach. The koach of the animal, it's the action, animal's action. But Rav Yehuda is going to say is no, who cares? The physical and mechanical koach is the koach of the animal, but the animal is has no choice. It's sofo lamas, it's sofo laki, it's definitely going to do it. So it's not defined as an action of the animal, even though it's the koach of the animal. But it's not the action of the animal because the animal has no choice in the matter. It's just you're just manipulating it like a tool. So it's like a knife. I just wanted to mention one other thing. We went back on the Ron. We had the machlokas about the bugs. The question was the bugs. Do you say that it's each of the individual bug which is killing it, or do you say that it's the shame of bugs? Right, that was the question. If it's the individual bug, then you didn't bring the individual bug because it's a different bug. You brought one bug, but they're different bugs. But if you say it's the swarm, the shame of bugs, so kills him, then you brought it. You put the swarm on him. You locked him into the swarm. So the Ron mentioned, the Chiddush Ron mentioned that the Rambam leaves out the whole thing. I think the Riff also. He doesn't paskin one way or another. So he says because it's like else he just relied on the case of. If you relied on a I forgot on one of the other cases where basically it's like so chamalavo, I think he said. It's like where basically the thing isn't there, right? Because that's what happened. These bugs weren't there. So he just says, this mill is a svar pshuta, so therefore we didn't even have to write it. So the question is, what do you mean it's a svar pshuta? And that's the machlokes amaralim. So what do you mean the Rambam just didn't have to write it because it's svar pshuta? It's the same thing as so chamalavo. Yeah, according to Rav Ashi, but according to the other shita, it's not because you say it's the swarm of the bugs. So what does he mean that, you know, it's like a funny rhyme. You read it, it just, you know. It's,
so the Gemara wrote it.
Right? The Gemara wrote it, and it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, it's two svaras, so it's svar pshuta. I mean, you have to see the lashon exactly in the rhyme. But it's something like that. It's a svar pshuta, you don't have to write it. Right, so I was thinking, is you want to think about that, or? Let's move on. So I was thinking is that that he means it's like, it's a chiddush to say this idea of the swarm. I think we notice this. It's like, the simple idea is what killed him is bug number 70, whatever. To say that the killer is this new unit called the swarm, the shame of the, you know, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that. To say that you define the killer not by the actual killer, but by the abstract conceptual entity of the killer. So the thing is, if the Ram held that way, you'd have to bring it down. Because he's teaching you a new idea. A new idea that Yechayev, in putting him in front, it's a chiddush, first of all, because he has a new chi of Misa. So what he's saying is that even though technically you didn't bring about the killer, that's conceptually defined, and it's a chiddush that's defined as you put him in front of the killer. But if you don't write anything, then you just say, well, killed him is bug whatever, and you didn't put bug whatever, that last bug there, you put different bugs. So it's not saying you can't, it's not saying that there's no, of course there's a svar to go the other way, but you have to say it. Or the shita there, whatever said it, and he held that way. But Rav Ashi came along and said, "No, bottom line is that's not the way it works. Biologically, that's not what's happening. And the different these bugs come, these bugs go. So the thing is, the Ram doesn't have to write like in writing a halacha sefer. You don't have to write out everything that there's someone who argues on. I mean, no one's going to posit that you kill a guy because of the svara. I mean, look, it's a svara, it's a possible svara, but without writing it, you assume the status quo is that you assume that it's the same thing as sof chamalava. You know." No, I'm not saying it's not Hamid. Rav Ashi held it,
right.
So or whatever. Rav Ashi held it, but you have to say it. If you hold it, you have to say it. It's a chiddush.
Doesn't Rav have to tell to us since it's a valid Hamid?
No, he doesn't have to tell it to you because if he doesn't say it, you say if that were the halacha that he held by this chiddush, he'd have to say it. So the fact that he didn't say it means he doesn't hold by it. You know what I mean? Like there's just because it's a svara, you don't have to write. You don't have to write that I don't hold by this svara, this big chiddush.
Where do you draw the line? I'm saying it's like at some point if the Rambam sees a very glaring Havamina, he'll address it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where you draw the line. But right. The Ron is drawing the line.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not drawing the line. Right. The Ron is drawing the line. But I think the sense to it is, right. That it's positing a new idea. There is the default idea is Rashi's idea. So it's a default. Now, the Ron just doesn't hold by a new Chiddush. So there's different kinds of Avminas. But to say the Ron doesn't have to write I don't hold by this chiddush, which one sheet doesn't want to hold by. You don't hold it. He doesn't say it. Doesn't. I mean, you have to write it if you hold by it. Otherwise, it's just going to follow the normal rules. You know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that Ram just writes on me. I mean, it's hard to know. But the Ram, I mean, I'm just interpreting what the Ram's saying. It's hard to, you know. Ram did leave it out. That's the fact. Right. He didn't say it. So, saying, well, are you going to be misled by that? No one's going to say, therefore, this new Svara, you know. The Gemara ends up going that way. I mean, it's first Shita, and then I think Rashi comes along, and, you know, so it's a conclusion of the Gemara, it seems, you know. Rashi. Rava held that the Yitushim Yechai. Rashi says, no. Fiyatishanam, patahani al-zivahani al. So the Gemara's bringing down, seems like what Gemara's holding, but saying is, like, you don't have to, if you went the other way, he would have to bring it down. I think that's what he's saying. Most of the Svara, he doesn't mean there's no Svara the other way, he just means that's the default position. He doesn't have to bring down that he holds by default, that's the default. Killing is a physical process, and what did the physical process of killing was the last bud. Now, if you want to say that conceptually, we don't define it by the actual physical process, but we define it by the shame, the way man defines it. It's a good svara. I'm not saying it's a good concept. There's a good svara to it, and Rav held that svara. But you have to say that. That's taking death, killing, away from the actual physical process of what's doing it, and conceptualizing it, and defining it more in the abstract. What killed me? The swarm. The abstract swarm killed me. It's a good idea. I'm not saying, I don't think you could, Rav held it. Who would say it's something compelling about it? But it's a chiddush. It's taking it away from the natural process of killing and making it, you know, positing a new conceptual way to look at it. And if you have to write that. You don't have to write if you don't hold that. You know what I mean? If you, by absence, you see the Ram doesn't hold that. The Ram holds, so you look at that the same as everything else. That's the Ram should have to write that. That's different. That's not the default. That's it's a chiddush. I mean, you think about it. It's a you know, it's different. A good svara. So it doesn't mean a chiddush. So you say that, oh, that's a big chiddush. It doesn't mean it's a bad svara. It's a good svara. No, it's a good svara. What do you mean it's a chiddush? I'm not saying it's a bad svara. I'm saying it's a chiddush. There's like a thing like that. It's a chiddush. You have to say it. Without saying it, you don't say it. Even though it's a good svara, not every good svara is sad. You know. The difference between a gun and a snake, Chaim, this gets to what we were talking about last time, right? Is, but you don't say, like a snake's act. There's such a thing as a mice of a behemoth. Snakes are animate, and they act, and they do action, so there's such a thing. A snake comes down the street and bites you, you say, the snake bit me. You don't say, nature bit me, or whatever. I mean, the snake bit you. But if you bang into a pole, you don't say, the pole hit me, you'd say, or whatever. If a pole's running, or, you know, I don't know, whatever. The wind blows a rock, and you don't say, the wind killed me, hit me, or the rock hit me. I mean, I don't know. It's different. There's an idea of an action. Snakes are animate, and they act. So there's such a thing as a mice of a snake. So you say is that reflex, if you say the reflex, you say that's defined in the same class of actions of snakes. It's the koach of the snake, and therefore it's a mice of the snake. But, I mean, if you pull the trigger on a gun, you don't say that the snake, the gun did it. Because the guns don't do actions. I mean, that's a question if you'd say, the only question is it too indirect, so that it's not the person. But you wouldn't say it's the mice of the gun. Guns don't do mice. There's no such thing as a mice of a gun. You know what I mean? So it would seem to me that's direct enough. But I don't know where you draw the line. But snakes do actions. There's such a thing as mice of a behemoth. It's an animate being.
If we do see that in nature, then you could,
And it's true. It just, actions. Look, snakes do actions like we do actions. Only we have Bechira, they don't have Bechira. But whatever. I mean, there's an action. The snake walks, you know, snakes do actions. Right? I mean, that's the way it works. So what I want to do next, I started doing this next stuff, so I hadn't finished it, but whatever, maybe we'll skip. But so the next thing is Amar Rava on the next Amud. I mean, I'm skipping a tiny bit, but it's just a pshat. I don't think we're missing an idea here. So starting Amar Rava, there's a few cases here. You throw him in the pit, and there's a ladder in there, and then you take out the ladder, or you shoot a guy who has a shield, and then you go run and pull away the shield before the arrow gets to him. You know, or you shoot a guy who has medicine, and then you go steal the medicine. These cases, I mean, a few cases. So I guess you could read the Gemara. I'm not sure how far to go. But I guess you could go until, I don't know how much we can do tomorrow, but the very furthest, I might as well just read Pshat, until Harayatzim Bezen Zakai. The first word in the line is Zakai. It's like 15 lines down the page. But I mean, there are a few cases. I just wanted to find there are three cases, and then in the medicine case, there are a few like spins on the case, and then anybody on the case.
Starts
at the top of the Amud on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots. You know, Simon, Sulam Tris, Samanim Kosel, and Amarava, and it goes down till Zakai is first one in the line. So it's about 15 lines. See?
It sounds like this case on Shabbos.